بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Whatever comes from Allah Ta'ala comes as a gift. Sometimes we understand that it is a gift, and sometimes we cannot see how this comes to be a gift for us. But in all situations, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our naivety, our short-sightedness, that we do not understand some of the gifts of Allah ta'ala. Some mashayikh and buzurgan deen, they have the ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very regularly. And then there are those buzurgan deen, they don't see, don't have ziyarat. But those that do not see, their maqam and their position is nowhere deficient in the sight of Allah. And it may be that those that do not see, their maqam could be even greater. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But you can't understand this. For the one that has made ziyarat, he's already got certain gifts. And that person that did not have the ziyarat, so he didn't get the gift at all. Some have karamat, some have kashf, and various types of gifts people do receive. Someone sees anwarat, right? Then there are those that don't receive anything, don't see anything. So those that do see, they mustn't become proud, they mustn't become arrogant. This is not what we have seen, this is what we have experienced. And those do not experience, that they don't need to become despondent. Because witnessing these things or going through these experiences is not the object. When it's not the object, it's something by the way, then don't become obsessed with this, and don't consider this to be a sign of your victory. It's a gift of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala showed it to me, but that's it, and carry on your work. Go on with your work. So many a times it happens that gifts are given to the salikin, and everyone receives according to his capacity. Everybody receives. I don't know of anybody who doesn't receive or didn't receive. But just that, at times we do understand the nature of the gift, and most of the time we don't understand the nature of the gift. One person completed Munchilla 40 days, and he comes to Hari Sahib Rahmatullahi and says that I completed the Chilla, and every day I completed 124,000 or 125,000 zikr every day. But I fear Haji Sahib's tawajjuh and focus is not towards me. So Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi replied that if my focus wasn't towards you, if my tawajjuh was not towards you, you couldn't have been successful for one single day. You couldn't have said that Allah zikr for one day as well. The fact that you managed to do it for that period shows that my tawajjuh is towards you. that my du'as are with you. When my du'as are with you, you are able to accomplish this. So don't allow these type of stray thoughts to overcome you. Now you think, oh, humility, you know, it's not humility, it's shaitan that is making you despondent. And then you feel, no, it's humility. Not humility, it's shaitan that's making you feel despondent. Think now, why don't think positive that Allah Ta'ala has favored me 125,000 every day? It's a gift of Allah Ta'ala. Remember, this inkishafat and khab, whatever it is, if you have a million khabs and million inkishafat, is not comparable to one subhanallah. So why should we lay importance to this? Is not equivalent to one subhanallah. And when you cross over into the qabr, everything will become kashf. All that was closed and sealed up, all will open up. So that is going to happen. But in the qabr, you're not going to say subhanallah. And if you do say it, you're not going to get the sawab for it. So what you can't achieve then, worry about it, put your mind into that. So the fact that Allah Pak blesses us to say subhanallah, take his name, refrain from wrong, and moreover the wrong of the heart. And some of the wrong of the heart is unnecessarily we put ourselves, our minds into a despondency, a feeling of grief unnecessarily. There isn't a reason to put your mind to grief, why was you put it? It's not anything of merit, nor did Allah Pak ask you to put your mind into grief. In fact, Allah Pak asked you not to put yourself into grief. La tahinu wala tahzanu. La tahinu wala tahzanu. Don't break your spirit and don't grieve. Why must you grieve unnecessarily? That is Hindu style. What? Hindu style is to unnecessarily grieve. Not Muslim way. Muslim way is not to unnecessarily grieve. Muslim, even if it is a state of pain and difficulty, he'll come out with a smile. The last king of India, Muslim king of India, Zafar Shah, I think it was. So when the English had defeated them, they had imprisoned him, and in order to ridicule him, they slayed both of his sons, and as he was used to having a royal breakfast, and the breakfast would be covered with a nice cover, you see. So the breakfast is served to him, and as he opens the sheet from the cover, from the tray, he finds the heads of his two sons. So now see his response. He says, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yeh toh humare khandani riwayat ke muwafiq hai. This is in accordance to our family tradition. Humare sahibzade aise hi kamyab ho karke apne baron ke samne pesh kiya jate hai. Our children, they come with glorious colors in this manner before their elders. They didn't run away from a situation. They didn't flee. They came with bright colors before their parents, before their elders like this. So he considers that apparent loss also as a success. Apparently it seems like a loss, but he counted it as a success. So there is no reason for us to become despondent. Small things happen. This thing happened, that thing happened. Why this happened, why that happened? Why do you engage yourself unnecessarily in grief? That's Hindu mentality. To make yourself grief, embroiled in grief, chakkar in grief. You make yourself happy. La tahinu wa la tahzanu. Don't lose spirit. And don't break heart. And don't become grieved. scholars in Nizamuddin Merkaz, and they just stepped out. So I'm seeing two rows of Hindus, and they seem to be quite happy and cheerful, but a car is going through the two lines of Hindus. A car is going across them. It seems that car belongs to that whole procession. So now I couldn't figure this out, that these are two lines of Hindus, they seem to be cheerful, and a car is going through, and I can hear someone is screaming and crying, shouting it out. So I just inquire what happens. No, this is a Hindu wedding, and this is a ritual that they have to go through. The bride has to show that I'm so sorry, I'm leaving my mother's house, it was the cherry of the heart of your mother, and the apple of the eye of your father, and one day it was in your father's lap, and one day you used to help your mother with the rotis. So all the type of songs are going on, Hindu songs, and that girl is shouting her guts out. So now, to invite grief, that is a Hindu way, not our way. That's a Hindu way. Now, because we came from India, so we saw all these things and all those things rub onto us. He grief now. Why this happened now? Why this happened? Why? Who asked you to grieve? Did Allah Pak ask you to grieve? Allah Pak didn't ask you to grieve. La tahinu wa la tahzanu. Don't break your heart, don't break your spirit. And don't grieve. So, many a times, the salikin go wrong in this way, that they invite grief. Some small thing happens this way, that way. Why? Why do you grieve? Allah Pak didn't ask you to grieve. His Nabi Sallam didn't ask you to grieve. Then why you grieve? In fact, he's asking you, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. When he's engaged you in his grace, then you must rejoice. He's asking you not to grieve. What he's asking you to? Rejoice, to cheer up. فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Don't you see the clear verse of the Qur'an? فَلْيَفْرَحُ. What is the grace of Allah Ta'ala? Quran Sharif. Reading Quran Sharif. Isn't the grace of Allah Ta'ala? Isn't it an occasion for you to rejoice, to be happy? You're taking His name. Isn't it a moment for you to rejoice, to cheer up? So He's telling you, فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Don't grieve, and you should cheer up. Yes, if you definitely committed a wrong, it's a different thing. You grieve and show remorse and all that, cry, and then end it up. And then you come to your normal route. Your routine must be, you must cheer up. You must cheer, Allah Pak has given you. Slipped up, then you just do the necessary amendments, corrections and all that, and you come back to the path. Not that you keep on crying one way, keep on crying. No, don't go on grieving. Don't go on remorse. Being remorseful for that moment, you showed sorrow, etc., and you carry on. Come back to your path. And please, don't liken yourself with the Sahaba Ikram. If Sahaba Ikram, if someone grieved for 30 years, 20 years, 15 years, they had the stamina for it. As Aisha didn't speak to her nephew, Abdul Rahman, or Abdullah bin Zubayr, radiallahu. And then she spoke to him afterwards, and she always felt grief that I broke my oath, I broke my vow, and she emancipated approximately 30 slaves. So she had the stamina for it. Some buzurg didn't. He engaged in something that was not most appropriate, and he grieved over it for 30 years. But they had the strength for it, they had the stamina. What you don't understand is they had the stamina for it. Those buzurgs could live with one badam for the whole day. Say to me, tell me, can you do it? I give you 5 badam and 5 khajur for one day. Will you manage until you don't have your dessert, and you don't have pudding, and you don't have 3-4 course of meals? The whole house will come on fire. All of us will move out of etikaf also. We'll move out of etikaf. So understand your position. Your position is different. You don't compare yourself to these people. They were a different kettle of fish completely. They had the stamina, they had everything. So one way it suits you, you want to go and resemble, you want to go and compare yourself with them. And when it doesn't suit you, then you're coming to the 21st century. So you belong to the 21st century, accept that you are weak. Accept that you don't have the stamina. Accept that. So what you need to do is just grieve for the short moment and then come to the cause quickly. Grieve for the short moment if you committed a wrong and then come to the cause. So then Allah Pak says, وَلَا تَهِينُ وَلَا تَحْزَنُ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Be truthful in your faith. Be truthful to me. Be loyal to me. And you will prevail. You must prevail. You must win. But you be truthful to me. You be loyal. All you need to see just that you are loyal to me. You haven't broke your loyalty with me. Just go on that way. Don't break your loyalty. But otherwise, you are winning. You are coming all the way to me. You're coming with bright colors, with winning colors you are coming. So don't worry about everything else. Don't put your mind to all this. So to unnecessarily grieve, that's a Hindu way. You're not Hindu, you're Muslim, right? And the Muslim must cheer for بِذَالِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ. When he sees himself, Allah Pak has allowed him to read Quran Sharif, come to the masjid, read his namaz, practice the sunnah. So let me tell you, that is better than a million khabs. You have a million dreams, this is better. Now you had 100 khabs, you had 100 dreams, but you missed out your takbir ula. Is it worth the while? What is, why are you paying attention to the dream then? Don't worry about the dream. It came, alhamdulillah, very good. It didn't come, no problem. I got my takbir ula, what else do I need? I got my takbir ula, what else do I need? I got takbir ula, I could read my Quran Sharif in the morning, I could read my awabin in the evening. Allah Pak, I was in the shop, but Allah Pak saved me from looking at wrong things. I was there. Allah Pak allowed me to do it. So these are things that you must be thankful about. So now, we leave these things here, and then we go and grieve. Unnecessary grief, pain. So you like pain, what? Like pain. Why you immerse yourself? Why you put yourself into pain? Put yourself into pain? You don't have the stamina. Those people in the past had stamina. They had grief. They had power. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu didn't read his tahajjud namaz. He cried for the whole day. You go and cry for one day, see what happened? If you cry whole day if you cry, then you'll need 1 week's of rest to come back to your normal self. If you cry whole day, just try it out. One day on the morning, if you have time, I can say, cry 1 week, cry. I tell you, you'll need 1 week of rest to come back to your normal self. So he had the stamina to do it. Can you do it? You can't do it. Yeah. You never run a mile in your life and you want to take part in a marathon. Is that right of you? Not right. You must understand where you're coming from, understand your power, your limitation, how small you are, and accept your weakness, accept your limitation, accept your weakness, and move accordingly. So these are all methods, you see. These are all methods. Grief, crying, these are all means. They are not ends. They are not goal. Now a salik that doesn't know these things here, then he says, no, that sahaba did this, and that buzurg did this. So you're listening to an incident in isolation. That is why Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says that if it is a crowd of people that are very poor, extremely poor, they can't afford it, then it is not even permissible for you to go and relate the fazail of Hajj before them. Because they don't have the means to do so. And they're going to become really enthusiastic if you must go for Hajj. They don't have the means to do it. So what's going to happen? Will they be able to keep the balance? They can't keep the balance. Now that enthusiasm is bursting within them. And they don't have the means. And you reading fazail upon fazail into that crowd. So that they will not be able to contain and maintain that balance. Yes, it's an average class. 70-80% of the people can afford it. It's all right. You reside in it, balances out, it evens off. So you understand your potential, understand who you are, where you're coming from, and then work accordingly. That is why it's important that you make mashwara. And more than mashwara is listen to the talim. If you listen to the talim, you don't go off. You can understand more or less what they are asking to do, what not to do. But that is, if you have the fikr, you're thinking rightly, you're understanding, then you'll understand now in this situation what I must do, and this thing what I must do. What, you don't have to make so much of mashwara. Why? understand the theme, understand what they are asking, what they want from you. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq.